It's good to be back here at Hope College with you to celebrate another Ash Wednesday, another beginning of 40 days of preparation, 40 days when we celebrate the essence of our faith in Christ by his suffering, death, and resurrection, giving us new life. And so I'd like to begin with the scripture. It's the scripture that we use in our Catholic tradition to begin this season of Lent. It's from the prophet Joel, 2nd chapter, verses 12 to 18. And Joel tells us the word of the Lord. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your hearts, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? Return to me with all your hearts. That is what we do this season of Lent. There's an account by an author that is describing the death of her father. Father was really struggling, and his desire was to return home. And as the family was there accompanying him, praying with him, he was lost the ability to speak. But there was one word he was struggling to say, and it was Garfield. Well, the family members thought he had this special affinity to the cartoon Garfield. There was a coffee mug near the bed. So everybody thought, well, isn't that nice? He likes Garfield. But that wasn't the point. After some time, the daughter saying, he never even read the comic strip. Why would he be saying Garfield? And then you know how sometimes things are so obvious, they're right in front of you, you don't even see it. Suddenly dawned on her that, well, what's our address? It's 4901 Garfield. That's what he was saying. I'm home. This is where I belong. This is my place of safety. This is where I know who I am. I am home. That was his desire to return home. And obviously, as his family prayed with him, assisting him to return to his heavenly home, he understood that place of safety, that place where he belonged. And that's our journey of Lent, because sometimes we've wandered away. And Joel reminds us that we need to return to the Lord. God reminds us that there's times that we've wandered away. We all love stories about people finding or returning home. And in the scriptures, one of my favorite stories, and it's probably yours too, is Luke 15, the story of the prodigal son. That story of his turning his back on his father, saying, Dad, I wish you were dead. Give me what belongs to me. And that journey away from his father's love, his father's house. And that journey that took a long time until he understood the consequences of his actions, where he can finally see when things couldn't get any worse, he needed to return home. So he took the first step of that journey home. To his great surprise was when he returned home, his father was there waiting for him. His father wasn't there to yell at him, but to receive him, to welcome him. And that is our hope and prayer. That as we return back to God, when we see that whether our sins be very large or very small, in a sense they're turning our back on God, and God's saying, come back home, come back home. So we have that decision to turn around like the younger son or the older son in the story that said, no, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't want to be part of this. And so he thought that somehow he can earn his father's love. And he says, no, it's already there for you. So our returning to the Lord this season of Lent, is a time to say, Lord, here I am. I need to get out of the way. I need to let go of those things that keep me from your love and from loving one another. And that's why we have the season of 40 days, because it takes that one step to return to the Lord, but it also takes those other steps that we need in our prayer to continue to grow deeper in a relationship with our God. In our penance, the things that we give up, those attitudes like that older brother that don't help us, that hurt us and hurt others, to let go of those. Those things that call us beyond ourselves to be able to make peace and reconciliation with one another. Those things that we're called to do for one another. And so, my friends, the season of Lent, these 40 days are a special time. However we live it, however we enter into it, may it be one that we return to our Lord, who is waiting for us and is welcoming us with his love. In a few moments, we'll be receiving, those of you that wish, a sign of ashes. Ashes that remind us, what are the consequences of our turning away from the Lord? The consequences of our sin that leads to death. But when we turn back, we have that offer of new life. And so let us enter in the season to that new life and love that God promises to us. And so let us pray. And Lord God, we gather here this morning as your sons and daughters, that in many ways, in many different ways, we have wandered from you. But you call us to return. You call us to be found in the safety of your love, your embrace, your peace, and forgiveness. Lord, help us to journey with you as Jesus journeyed in the desert, that we may find your new life waiting for us in our Father's house. And so, Lord, bless all of us in all that we do and the ways in which we allow you to work in us and to be our Savior. And we make this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
It's a journey, 40 days, but it's a journey that extends past that. As Father Charlie said, it's a journey back home. It's a journey to God. And the ashes that we distribute on Ash Wednesday is an external sign of that invisible desire for us to return to God. And if anyone feels like they want to go home, they want to start over and begin again, we want to invite you to receive the ashes today. There'll be 3 stations up front and 2 in the back and 2 up in the balcony. And I invite those that are going to be distributing ashes to go to your stations at this time. If this is new for you and you've never done this, I want to just gently encourage you to come and try this. Try putting an external sign as a pointer to an internal reality, the desire to go home, a desire for a fresh start, which is always what the gospel promises, a new life in Christ, which is what this 40 days is preparing us for. A new life for you, maybe as an individual, a new life for us, maybe as a college community. To that end, I want to invite you to come and receive the ashes. As you exit today, we want to just invite you to exit with silence and a meditative heart. Enter with a sense of, enter with a desire to come home, but leave with a desire to find out what that means in your life. So we just pray for a kind of spirit together of prayer and meditation as we receive the ashes and as we leave chapel today. To that end, my friends, you are welcome to come receive the ashes, and you are free to be dismissed as well.